It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
We're on the job site, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just imagine it.
Tradies.
I'm still a little bit upset that you think that Lingy and I aren't a couple of handsy blokes.
You know, I did my carpentry apprenticeship as well, by the way.
Yeah, and Tom, what about you?
I've got a bag of tools in the shed.
Hmm. That are used for what purpose?
I haven't opened it yet. I don't know.
No, you are very handsy.
I got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
Just put your nail bag on. That's all you need.
Yeah. I guarantee that Indy...
Always wear a nail bag, mate. Swings like this.
I can guarantee that Indy would be able to name tools before you could name tools.
Well, she's a big helper. She does help.
She is a big
she
helper.
She helps Papa
smart
around
cookie.
The house. And having Papa live at home is that in the same house as us is wonderful.
She'll be able to fix your car one day. But anyway, so this is the thing. There is a job site that's happening just around the corner from my house. And because I walk Wombie around, I've noticed something happening
Hang
there.
On. Bit of development in the good part of Ocean Grove.
No, it's a bit of...
How did that get over the line?
No, it's a bit of like... A renovation style.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
Did you approve it though? Because I mean, as far as I know, you guys need to approve absolutely everything that happens in your...
You better believe that every time someone does something, they're knocking on my door.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm like, who are you?
Is that a power tool? Protest, call the council.
And so as I was walking past with Wombie the other day, there's just one guy there, but I know that there's been a couple other there as well.
Mm.
And this particular guy was playing out of the generator. Right? Normally, you know, you hear them, you know, they've got K-Rock turned up to 100.
Yeah, usually,
like,
yeah.
Obviously,
boys,
all
the
tradies.
Yeah.
Love ya.
Yeah.
Girls and guys.
Good on you.
Anyway, and, but he had a podcast blaring and it happened to be a true crime podcast that one of the ones that I listened to. And it kind of got me thinking, if you're on a work site, can you listen to a podcast? And especially like a true crime podcast on volume 40? Or is it tunes only?
You must be solo on that job site at that time. You
but
can't
what about
have...
the neighbours and stuff? Like, you know what I mean? Can you be broadcasting chat? Surely you can broadcast music, but can you broadcast chat?
Yeah,
you know,
like chat's fine.
1 o'clock in the afternoon and they found the body.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that kind of business.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. That's fine. But again, provided you are solo on the job. So if there's another trade, so you're working away inside, but the brickies are doing the outside bit, nah. You've got to think of your other tradies in that situation and go, they don't want to listen to my podcast. Music only.
What about if your musical taste is absolutely awful?
Yeah.
Then it comes down to who the alpha trades are.
Ah,
so
the
you
old
two would
alpha
know
trade.
Nothing about that either.
Well, I have very, very good friends who listens to this show all the time. Who is a brickie? Runs a brickies crew. He thinks
give
that,
him a shout out
that brickies run Newtown Brick Lane.
Yeah.
He thinks that
weird. There's Newtown Brick Lane.
They've got bricks in your town. What?
Will they pay someone to?
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm not laying my own bricks.
Gold-flecked bricks.
He thinks that brickies run every job site.
Mm. Yeah, right.
But there are a lot of other trades would disagree with that strongly. There's always a bit of tension on work sites about who the big dog trades are.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding is that plasterers stand around and just watch everyone else do the work.
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
But that's just what I've been told. I mean, I wouldn't know.
I love the landscapers personally, so.
Yeah, you do.
You do. See, the electricians and plumbers, they're the ones who rock up in the expensive cars because they cost so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, this has once again gotten off track.
Yeah, true.
Tom, your thoughts?
I think... I think get some headphones / are you allowed to wear headphones while you're on a work site?
Well, that's the
other
thing.
You might not be able to, it might not be safe. There might be a safety issue there, yeah?
Think back to my apprenticeship.
Headphones weren't invented then, Lingy, so unfortunately don't apply.
I wonder if anybody can help us with that. Like, I mean, we weren't going to go to the phones, but...
I had someone from the Werribee trade site call.
The one?
And a trade
in Werribee. Yeah.
In Werribee.
Yeah, cool.
And...
Hang on. Tradie in Werribee did Talking True Crime podcast.
Mm.
Tradies in Werribee tend to be part of True Crime podcasts.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Right now. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. Fun fact. Friday.
Last week you weren't here for Fun Fact Friday, were you?
What happened?
Those are some good facts. You just know the best part of my week is when I get to interrupt Tommy as he does the intro.
That's right.
Yeah, the spiel.
I did say to him, I was like, every spiel I do, you seem to like try to interject and you...
That's how I keep myself entertained for the day. And last week, I didn't even have to say anything. I just kept looking at him.
Yeah, you just stare at him. It's the best. Go on.
I'm about to say something, Tommy.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Wow. Smoking.
I tried the hand signals to try and...
Can I get in there?
And his face was like, not today, Ling.
You're focused and ready.
Feel like one of the four tenors, mate. You lift me up.
Four tenors?
What is it? Three tenors.
Three. You are the fourth one. Yeah.
The long lost
tenor.
You
lift me up. You make me better, Ling. And also at this.
Go on.
Tell me you got good facts today.
There's a pretty light on for facts today. About one quarter of the world's hazelnut production is used just to make Nutella. When you think about it, what else are they making with hazelnuts, though? You know what I mean?
Well, the actual hazelnut. People are just eating hazelnuts.
Do people eat hazelnuts?
Don't they?
I don't know.
Oh. Good fact.
That's fair. Nutella's important for the world.
Yeah.
If you feel less sharp in midlife than you did in your 20s, you can't actually blame your age. According to new research, your mental processing speed doesn't actually begin to slow down until your 60s. So, Lingy, you're on the decline.
Yes.
Log and I still
but also, doesn't it mean you may have had just a really good time in your 20s? And now you've done yourself an injury?
Well, I mean, everybody's...
My major issue is the amount of concussions I got.
Yeah, we talk about that often.
Yeah.
We don't laugh.
We just talk about it. It's not funny. No.
NASA employs a panel of sniffers who smell absolutely everything that's sent to the International Space Station before they put it on the ship. So, I better have another one.
You'd hate to be the person that, we're sending a new astronaut up there.
Yeah. Come on, get over here, big boy.
Yeah. Give us that armpit.
In the suit or out. Both.
No.
Do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to new fossil evidence from a sauropod, dinosaurs sometimes got respiratory infections.
Aww.
Symptoms likely included headaches and a sore throat, and sauropod throats could be up to 15 metres long, so that's a very sore throat.
Hang on, how do they know that from fossils?
Because they're bacteria or whatever that was in them.
What?
Oh, it's a very sauropod anyway.
Yeah.
During the 1980s, New York City used no parking signs, but instead of them saying no parking, they say, don't even think of parking here. Don't even think of parking here.
I saw a few of those in New York. Yeah, and one of them was like, you take my space, I break your face. In Little Italy.
How very... we should end on that, but I thought you'd like this one too.
Yeah.
Plants find the sound of traffic stressful. So little flowers and weeds and stuff on the side of the road, they're doing it tough.
Oh, that's sad. Track. Why would you tell us that?
Again, how would they know?
I don't know.
Lingy, what's the thing we always say?
No follow-up questions.
You're learning.
I'm sorry.
Fun fact.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy. Tom and
Logie. Well, Tommy, I got home from work yesterday, and there's been a little bit more footy on TV. Obviously, AFLW on, plus some practice matches, everything like that. So a little bit of footy starting to creep into our household. Mm-hmm. Henry, my middle child, 7-year-old, loves his footy. Has just got back onto it because there's been a little bit on the TV.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, Dad, come out and have a kick of the footy. I'm like, yeah, cool. All right, got changed, put the shorts and T-shirt on, shoes
put
on.
Was it 25? What did you say, 35?
45.
45, and you was a 5.
Yeah.
Put the jersey on.
Oh, well, I wanted to kit out, full gear.
But your socks.
Metal
out. Got out there, yeah. Just clank, 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 multiple medals.
Yeah.
Sorry, love.
No, I love that.
Got outside, and I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Nice night, you know. Pre-season, feel of footy in the air, all good. I've kicked the footy with him for a bit. Yeah, I thought I hit him lace out a couple of times.
Nice.
I'm using it well, all that sort of stuff. About 3 minutes into this kick of the footy, Henry's just turned around to me and gone, that's okay, Dad. I just want to play by myself now. You can go inside.
Does he not realise who is playing in his backyard?
Who his dad is?
I don't think I've been that crushed in a long, long time. I thought I was killing it.
Yeah.
And he was loving me being out there, but he's pretty much dismissed me and said, off you go. I can do this better by myself.
Were you taking it too seriously?
Yeah.
Were you giving him the don't argue into the fence or something?
It was more sort of if his kicks weren't hitting me perfectly, I was like, mate, my chest's up here. If you're not going to put it there, don't bother doing it. But no, I was having fun. He was commentary. I think we were playing Melbourne versus St Kilda, like real random game.
Yeah, sure.
He runs in. He kicks it. Yeah. A bit of that action.
And I was playing along, you know, when we were going one way, I was Christian Petrarca. When we were going the other, I was like Jack Steele or something like that. So I was in full character with him. And then it's like, nah, Dad, you're not up to this. In you go.
You're not a very good
actor. Off you go. Do you know what? Indy says that when she comes in the studio with Tom too. So I wouldn't worry about it.
She does.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I was in Westfield a couple of days ago with Indy. And quite often we'll go to the bridge where you can get a coffee and there's a little playground inside.
Yeah, just down from Big W.
Yeah, the bridge over Yarra Street there. And I was standing in there with my coffee in my hand while Indy was running around and in that little playground. Have you taken your boys, Lingy, to that playground?
No.
No, okay. Plenty of playgrounds in Utah. No, so
why weren't you going to Westfield?
No, it is a bit. It's no. Do you know when it's good for?
Oh, drive bys. Both of you.
Sorry, no more. We'll stop now.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
No, we won't. So it's good when it's raining outside. You can. It's a good to have a little indoor
playground.
Doesn't
rain in Utah.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, very
we
nice.
We pay umbrella people. So. So we go there and they've got a little car that you can sit in. There's a bit of an independent slide thing that stands in the middle. And then there's some kind of climbing equipment towards the back, so the Big W end of it.
Yes.
And Indy will get in there and climb around. But you can actually get under it as well. And there's like a little area where you're supposed to kind of climb under it. But then there's another section that looks like it's just kind of an underneath bit.
A void sort of.
Yeah, almost, yeah, and it's right in the corner.
With the squishy stuff on the bottom?
Yeah, so it's all that spongy stuff on the floor in there. And it just looks like it's kind of like a little dead end because you're kind
like
of climbing
a little nook.
Into. Yeah, and good way to describe it. It's a little nook underneath the climbing equipment area. And I was standing there and obviously we've got a six-month-old and we're very, very tired. And I was like, geez, I reckon that would be because it's the spongy material on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite enclosed. It's a little nook. I reckon I could curl up and sleep in there. In fact, I reckon if I got stuck in Westfield overnight, which is, you know, that whole deal when you get stuck in a department store overnight, that's the it's been in movies or it's, you know, it's the dream.
A mum for Christmas.
I was going to say, Olivia Newton-John, mum for Christmas.
Mate, you're on it.
Yeah. So I thought, so that's probably where I'd sleep. If I was stuck in this shopping centre overnight, I would probably come to this playground and crawl in underneath this climbing equipment.
Mate.
And that's where I would sleep for the night.
You need more. You need rest. Your brain is not thinking.
Am I missing something, Tommy? You just go and find one of the department stores that has beds or?
Yeah, like Myers right there.
Couches?
Myers doesn't sell beds. Though.
Yes, they sell sheets and they present them on beds.
Of course they do.
Or a couch.
Yeah.
Where's a couch in?
Or you know how Dangerfield's just packed with clothes? Just pull everything off the rack and just, in a little rat's nest. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Just
all right. So,
lie
so, you're, so you're saying you'd go into Myers and jump into one of their beds.
Oh, I'd go find like the best bed I could possibly find in
Manchester
the
Manchester display.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in Dangerfield. I'm going to make a little rat's nest out of all clothes.
You're going to curl up into a little nook underneath a playground.
I guess also I'm assuming that maybe I don't want to be found. Maybe that was the logic, like I was hiding in Westfield overnight rather than...
This is just getting weird. I want to hide in kids' play equipment and not get found.
And sleep.
Dom and Long. K-Rock.